Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by patreon.com/sbfvgs. Welcome to Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover, episode 132. You're listening to the 5th year anniversary episode of this crazy podcast, which just so happens to be the number one video game podcast on the internet that features my best friends. I'm one of your hosts, Adam Redding. Joining me is Mike, the Platinum Pentathlete Lopez.
I don't know what that means, but happy anniversary, Adam.
Does that mean he's an athlete in five different professions? Or five different...
Yeah, it's like a decathlon, but it's pentathlon. Oh,
it's the exact opposite of that in real life, so...
Well, I'm just saying, like, it just so happens all five of the sports that you participate in are getting those platinums.
Okay. They're all video game-based. Okay. Well, happy anniversary, and Merry Spooky Month.
Merry Spooky Month.
Yes. All right, the other voice you're hearing is David Birthday Boy Tate.
Hi, that's me. Monday was my birth. Was it Monday? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Monday was my birthday. I am very old.
It always falls right around the anniversary of our show. It's a very happy time of year.
Well, fun fact, we started this show in celebration of my birth. You know, no, that's not true at all.
It's funny that David is the oldest among us, yet he looks the youngest. I would say.
I'll tell you the secret. You want to know what my secret is?
That snazzy new haircut.
Okay. Yes.
No kids. No kids.
No kids. Oh man.
Yeah. Hopefully, it won't be that way forever. But for now, I'll embrace it. You know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go. The Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover podcast comes to you every fortnight, with each of us coming to the table to discuss one burning topic from the world of gaming. It's going to be a loopy one.
I hope so.
Because today was insane. But first, a little announcement. We've got some fun business. So, 5-year anniversary, guys. Five free games.
Ooh,
for the audience.
My goodness.
We're going to do two of them right here on the Twitch stream.
Yeah.
We're going to give a little head start to the Patreon faithful for one of the game giveaways. And then two of them, of course, will be the, you know, free reign for all.
That's right.
There you have it. That's to commemorate, of course, our 5th year anniversary of doing this crazy podcast. Very excited.
So if we make it to 10 years, does that mean we're going to give away 10 games?
I think so.
That's a lot of games. I like it, though.
I think we should.
Yeah.
I do. I think so, too. Maybe our Patreon will have to grow a little bit by then, but you know, there's some time. So
A little bit. Yeah.
So, keep your ears open for those sweet, sweet game giveaways.
Yeah.
Folks.
Or keep your Twitch chat open is another thing if you're watching the live stream, because that's how that whole system will happen, I'm pretty sure.
Before we get to those sweet, sweet giveaways, though.
Yes.
What are you gentlemen playing at?
As is customary, I should very much like to go first. Is that within the realm of possibility? All right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Great. I would like to start. It's very simple because I went on a trip to Hawaii, as you may or may not know.
Hawaii,
the island of Kauai. I got to see our friend Mason, and I didn't get to see his wife Billy, who is a very astute listener of the podcast, and I was very, I don't know if astute is the right word, but whatever.
I like it.
Yeah, and so I got to meet Mason and his kids, but I didn't get to see Billy because she was busy.
Hi Billy.
Yeah. Hi Billy.
Hello. Hello to the whole family there. But anyway, because of that, I only had my Switch, but I did have like 16 hours of flights there and back.
Oh gosh,
because
I always think of Hawaii as not being that far.
Well, it's not that far to you. It's only
it's
6 hours
far from California.
Yeah, but I have to fly all the way across the country and then fly to Hawaii. So, that was a long flight. But
you're wild. Do you want to talk about why you were out there?
Oh, sure. I was shooting a web series called Beyond the Backlot. We were doing our Jurassic Park episode. Go subscribe on YouTube if you want. Beyond the Backlot is the name. Traveling Tate is my name. That's what Noah Man just called me, Chad.
Tate's my name. Traveling's my game.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I was there. And so as I was flying across the whole half of the world, basically, for me, I played Link's Awakening. And
a whole bunch.
I didn't beat it, though, because it's not a long game. But if you don't know exactly what you're doing, then it might take a little while to get to where you need to go. So,
okay.
And also because I was on a plane, especially between California and Hawaii, there was no internet. So I couldn't look up help if I got stuck. I would just have to power my way through it. So,
yeah, sure.
I got stuck a lot and didn't beat it. I still haven't beaten it, but I played a lot. I don't know what the...
it's like, don't plan on beating it.
I don't ever plan on beating it, no.
I want to get 99% done and then walk away.
I did that with Breath of the Wild because I was afraid of having it end. But so I didn't beat it, but I love it. And I also played a tiny little bit of Astral Chain while I was flying. So,
oh, cool. So how was that?
It's interesting. It's not what I was expecting. It's less action-y than you think it would be.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Because it looks very action-y from the
trailers. It's more like whodunit, like solve riddles. It's very surprising. But at least from what I've played.
True. Yeah.
So yeah, and I think that's it. Yeah, pretty sure that's it. So there you go. Short and sweet.
Fat and sweet.
Fat and sweet. Just like your buddy Mike.
That's what they called me back in high school.
So I'm playing.
Yes.
To everyone's surprise, Divinity 2.
What?
Hundreds and hundreds of hours.
Do you know how many hours you've logged so far?
Yeah, Steam tells me. It's over 100 hours at this point.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh
Someday
my gosh.
I'll, someday
where does he I'll find never, the time you've been working
be
so much overtime how yeah. have you still put 100 hours into Divinity with
well,
all
I,
that overtime
I don't sleep when I come home I play Divinity
I like sleep a lot so it's
nah,
different for me
who needs it
I've been messing around a lot with the game master mode still one day I will get people to play that with me and it'll be really fun so in the meantime I'm just having a blast with that and I'm also spending a lot of time in the Apple Arcade. So without like going crazy in depth into everything I'm playing in the Apple Arcade, I just wanted to give you guys, my quick top five that I played the Apple Arcade so far that I think you guys should all check out.
Nice.
Jenny LeClue. It's awesome. Game of detectiveness and choosiness. Card of Darkness is an awesome, puzzle game. It is brutally difficult, but in the most fun way possible. Sneaky Sasquatch is really, really fun and kind of goes off like in a million directions that I didn't think it was going to. The game starts off as just kind of like a little stealth game and it turns into way more than that. It's really fun.
Which one is that?
Sneaky Sasquatch.
Oh, Sneaky. Yeah, I still haven't tried that one.
It's really good. What the Golf, which a ton of people are playing, which is the golf game for people who don't like golf.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, and last but not least is Grindstone.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
that like
also
Hearthstone
really
but
fun.
With a lot more grind?
No. Grindstone is more like a classic kind of puzzle game. I hate to compare it to something like Candy Crush, but like that kind of gets you in the mode of like those types of games. It's like the absolute best possible version of that, though. It's really, really, really good. And that's everything I'm playing.
Lars says Sneaky Sasquatch is my wife's pet name for me.
Oh my. Okay. My imagination's saucy. Running wild with that, but let's move on.
So did you have any others?
No, Michael? That was it. That
nice.
Was it.
Okay.
I like that little what is it called? Apple, what is it called? Game Pass? What are they calling it?
Apple Arcade.
I like that little breakdown. That's cool.
Yeah. So I've been playing Pokemon Goes Without Saying.
Obviously, we've all been playing Pokemon
Go. I'm not familiar
Go.
With that game, Pokemon Goes Without Saying.
Yes. I played a bunch of Jenny LeClue on the Apple Arcade.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That game is really fun. It's just very pretty throughout.
Yeah.
The puzzles are not super difficult, but they're really fun. Like in the story and the writing and everything, it's really great so far. So definitely enjoying that. It's got some definite LucasArts adventure game kind of DNA, I think, way back in there somewhere. So yeah, it's a good time.
Nice. My daughter's completely in love with that game.
That's awesome. Yeah. So that makes me the only person on this podcast that, first of all, did not appear on the episode with the guy from Jenny LeClue.
Joe.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, my brain went blank for
from
a second.
Mo Graphic Games.
But also, I'm the only one not playing it on the podcast. So I'm just the real
you
jerk.
Get on it.
Well,
get
you were traveling. It. That's your excuse. Now you're
that's
back.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Oh, that's true. I really want the Switch version, though. And it's not out yet, right?
It's supposed to be coming out this holiday. So
I want it.
Not too long from now.
So I played it a bit. I played like the first hour or so just on my phone. Mm-hmm. And then I did like a little save sync across to the iPad, which was super cool. It works just like you would hope. And then I paired the DualShock 4 to that and played it with a controller for like the next several hours that I played it. So it's definitely, I prefer playing it with the controller, but definitely works great either way. Like touch controls are fine too. So,
well, yeah, because it's not like real action heavy, right? So point and click would be just fine. That's how you played those
point
old LucasArts
totally
games.
Fine. Yeah,
anyway.
Exactly.
So,
and then of course, there I was playing some Jenny LeClue, enjoying myself, and I see a surprise tweet from Amanita Design, creators of Machinarium, Samorost, you know, all those great games, that they had a brand new game out, Pilgrims, on Apple Arcade. So I was like, holy smokes, oh my gosh. And I rushed over there, downloaded it, and started playing it immediately. Like I very rarely do that, but I was like, oh, I saw the tweet, immediately.
That's
playing
amazing.
It.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So I jumped in. That game is so much fun, super charming. It's it's also like, it's like an item-based adventure game. Kind of, so it has a bit of that LucasArts old school vibe as well, but like not the frustrating type of thing where it's like, okay, I guess I'm going to try to jam this peanut butter and jelly sandwich in every item that I can see.
All right, so I've got a knife and I've got a battery, and I need to put the battery and the knife together and put it in the outlet, or I don't know.
Charge the battery somehow.
That's LucasArts game logic, right?
Yeah, they're the most insane puzzles ever. But this is like, you just kind of experiment. You don't have, they kind of limit the options of the items. So it's like, but you have multiple characters, so you can switch characters, and this character might get a different outcome from the character that you're interacting with, or might be able to use an item differently than, you know, a different one. So it's not a super long game. Like, you can probably, I think I went through my first playthrough in like a couple of hours. But then instantly there's all these different experiences that you'll find, and up there, a lot of them are really funny. But they flip over a card in this menu. And so when you finish, you're like instantly basically reminded that there's a totally different ending that you can get. And there's a ton of experiences that you can't possibly get all in one go.
Oh, I
so
see.
So I doubled right back through and played it a second time.
Nice.
Like the next day.
Goodness.
And it's really, really good. Check out Pilgrims if you haven't played it. It's fantastic. And then, not to stop on the Apple Arcade, Card of Darkness, as Mike mentioned, is so, so fun. And I'm beyond addicted to it. So addicted, in fact, that Pokemon Go has been slipping for me.
Uh-oh.
Like, I played it a little bit.
Uh-oh.
But I was like, every time I pull out my phone, I was like, oh gosh, I really should spin some Pokestops and like, so I keep the streak going. But it felt like a chore. I was like, I gotta get back to Card of Darkness. So Card of Darkness is it's like a dungeon crawling card game, I guess.
It's
like a puzzle game at the same time. All the artwork and character designs are done by Pendleton Ward of Adventure Time fame.
Oh, I'm familiar with that.
So it has
name.
That kind of very, very nice, charming old school cartoon aesthetic.
Nice.
And yeah, it is super fun, super addictive. I like a couple nights this week, I stayed up entirely too late, like 1:30 in the morning when I'm waking up at like 5:45, you know,
because
of stupid Card of Darkness, but it's so good. So yeah, anyway, that is, that's definitely, what has been keeping me busy. A lot of Apple Arcade, I really like the service so far. I mean, if they can keep up the quality of games that mm-hmm. have been coming out this first month, like I'm kind of, I will be blown away and I will be definitely enticed to keep up the subscription. Who yeah. Because when I heard it rumored, right? Like, oh, Apple's going to have a subscription mobile gaming thing. I was like, yeah, that sounds whatever. Like the worst idea ever.
Not interested.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, Jenny LeClue's going to be on there? Well, okay, I'll sign up for at least 1 month. Yeah. And then it's like, well, yeah, I mean, and then all these other games have just been a pleasant surprise. So yeah, definitely check those out.
Cool.
But yeah, are you guys ready for the
news? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Time for some news.
Yes, I'm ready. Mm.
The news.
No, that's not how that goes.
I think it is.
No, it's more a little something. I like this.
The news. Oh, man. So those are for the old school listeners who may recall the news squeal that we had for the first like couple of years, at least first few years, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, we got two of them now. Well, when will Mike come up with the third one?
I'll think of it.
We'll never know.
Yeah.
Stanky Tate by Grace.
Stank Tate puts a stank on it. A
couple years on each one, right?
That's right. Yeah, you've got some time.
All right, so this is a pretty cool one. 8 days hence this past fortnight, PS4 crossplay has exited the beta phase and is now a full feature for developers to take advantage of.
And that has been true for a week, and zero games have added crossplay since then. So that's fun.
Well, and you can't just add it overnight, you know. It takes time.
Epic, it's not as easy as flipping a switch.
Accidentally added it to Fortnite. Like, they just,
that's
like,
true.
Had
it's
it.
It's probably, like... They probably already anticipated this, and
they should have anyway. I don't know where
the
game.
Well, I mean,
they
had. I think someone hit flipped a switch somewhere. I would love to find out how easy it is to turn it on and off because it accidentally happened, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Quote unquote,
right?
So,
hang on, we have a funny. Boo crossplay in the chat. I'm very curious. Why don't you want crossplay by Grace? Don't you want to play with your PS4 friends on your Xbox and vice versa? I don't understand. Anyway, you can get back to me at any time. I'm just very curious about that stance.
Josh has a good point in the chat. The patches still have to go through certification. So it does take time.
That is true. That is very
so
true.
Even if they had them ready,
see,
you know, ready to go.
This is why it's good to have a chat. You don't have to know everything. And they do know.
They do. They
so
know.
That's the thing. So there you go.
All right. So Red Dead Redemption 2 coming to PC November 5th. David, are you rebuying this game?
Yeah, probably.
No.
Imagine
but you
being
already,
a cowboy
but you bought,
at 60 you bought, frames per second, guys.
I know, but you bought an Xbox One X to play this game, right?
Yes.
I mean, more or less.
I did, but it still was only 30 frames per second. And also, By Grace did answer my question about why no crossplay. He's afraid of the PC players. That's fair, but really quick point to that. Fact, Fortnite has some very good auto aim, so there are PC players that think people have a benefit playing Fortnite with a controller. I think the gap is shrinking a little bit in that regard.
Well, answer me this, David.
Yes.
Mike reminded me of this question earlier this week.
Yeah.
Why no beef nuggets when chicken nuggets is?
That's an excellent point, Adam. Thank you.
I really have no answer to that question.
Okay. We'll come back to it. Adam, you have some more news for us?
Oh, man. So Breath of the Wild 2, there has been a leak, and it allegedly reveals a release date, a title, and more.
Yeah?
What are your thoughts, feelings,
emotions, David?
I didn't
know about this
news
story. Where is it? I need to see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so basically they showed us that little teaser at E3 2019.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, but there's been nary a word of it since.
I feel like on this part of the show, it's important to realize how far we've come over the past 5 years.
Okay.
And if you go back to our early episodes, and don't do that because they're not good, but if you go back to our early episodes, man, we over-prepared for those things so much. And now we come
not a
full,
problem anymore.
We come full circle, and we just in media res, like, oh, I guess I'll just watch this trailer. Hold on, everyone, for 5 seconds.
I don't know. I don't know how reputable this source is, because they're talking about the Switch 2, which will run Zelda Breath of the Wild at 60 frames per second in 4K.
Like, yeah, this is all conjecture.
This isn't news.
This is rumor.
Yeah, this is definitely rumor. Adam. But I would say
to be in the rumor section, Adam.
Yeah,
come on,
Adam.
Rumors.
Oh, I don't like that.
Ooh, I loved it.
I don't like it.
Oh man, I think we just got ourselves a new segment, baby.
Yeah, the rumor.
I love it.
So, but I do think the release window is kind of plausible based on what we saw. Like, they're using the same engine. They're creating a, you know, an expanded story. It's almost like the Majora's Mask of this game. So, it says speculated to be coming out January 2021. So early 2021.
So far away.
It's not that far.
It's too far. So. I'll be very old. I don't like it.
Oh, 40 years of age?
Yeah, gross. Let's move on. Now I'm bummed.
Yeah.
Oh, David.
I don't want to get
be bummed. We're entering our middle years, you know? The middle. It's the best part of the Oreo, David. That's all I'm saying.
All right, that's fair. I feel better now.
So a bunch of PS5 details have emerged. Sony apparently does not care about big blustery events anymore. They're just like, we'll sit down in a room.
They're just randomly dropping news like whenever they feel like it.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, they just sit down with someone from Wired, I guess, and just tell them all the things that we would normally hype up and get everyone excited about.
What a random time of year. Like, I don't understand any of it. I'm so confused.
But there are a lot of cool things that were revealed, one of which is the name. Of course, PlayStation 5, when no one's surprised. And then Holiday 2020, which I think everyone kind of felt that was the time frame for it. You know, at least me in our predictions episode on this very topic. But yeah, I mean, what do you guys think of some of these announcements? Because like some of it sounds pretty cool. And to the same degree that I guess, you know, when the PS4 was being unveiled, they teased this whole thing of like, oh yeah, you can download just like the multiplayer and start playing that while the campaign downloads and stuff. And that, I guess, is kind of true, but it really, I don't know that it has impacted or been very useful for me. Mm-hmm. I don't remember even using it. Like I've definitely downloaded a little piece of a game and then had it be able to be launched.
Yeah.
Quote unquote, only to then get to a nice colorful splash screen that says downloading for like 80 more gigs. It's like, I don't know that counts.
That's definitely not ready to play.
Right.
Yeah. But this is cool. He's talking about how because of the SSD being so quick to be able to access data, you can actually. Mark Cerny being the he in this.
He, yes, yes.
Yeah, he's talking about how, you'll be able to install just a very specific part of the game or install the whole thing and then remove the campaign after you beat it and just keep the multiplayer around, save some space that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or just from the UI, that was the coolest thing to me. Just from the UI, be able to jump straight to like, okay, I'm going straight to chapter 5 of this game.
Yeah.
And like, I don't need to boot the game up, wait, you know, load my save. Like, you could do all that straight from the UI now.
Yeah.
If developers use it. You know,
right.
We'll see.
Yeah. It'll come down to whether developers support it. Obviously, the first party ones will, but it's a pretty cool idea. I'd be curious to see if it gets any traction.
Yeah.
Lars now in chat says, with that SSD, the PS5 Skyrim port should be cool. I'll probably buy it again.
So well, another thing,
I'm a fool.
Another thing they talked about in this Wired article that I think you know, David was wanting to hear about was they did confirm that the ray tracing they had talked about is definitely hardware based.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's good news.
So games like Control maybe run okay on that.
Exactly. Hopefully, fingers crossed. I mean, if Control does not run at 60 frames per second on the new PS5, don't buy a PS5 because it should, because that's silly. That's there's my whole mountain and molehill
quote,
to die on.
quote, don't buy a PS5, David Tate, 2019.
There's some ifs in there. Whatever, it's fine. It's fine. Let's move on. Next topic. What we got?
I do love the idea of the haptic triggers and the haptic feedback throughout the controller. Mm-hmm. They're saying it makes a huge difference as far as he talks about in the article that the demo that they got to see was I think it was GTA Sport. And they showed it like, okay, here's the game with the DualShock 4, and they had completely removed all the vibration from that version of the demo just because it was too tiring. It was like, you know. Mm-hmm. But with the new haptic feedback, it's like they could be very subtle with it, and you could feel the difference between like what being on the road feels like as opposed to like going off into the dirt or whatever. So
you know, I think this feature kind of stuff reminds really me cool. a lot of is HD Rumble on
it really does sound like Switch. HD Rumble.
Like, yeah. And you know, it's funny when Nintendo announced that, I was like, yeah, there's no way it's any different than any other vibration on a controller. But mm-hmm. in both the Pro Controller and the Joy-Cons, like the vibration is really cool. Like, I'm impressed. Vibration really does make a difference when you're like rumbling. I don't know what the words I'm saying anymore, but controller rumbling is a big deal. Let's put it that way. How's that?
Controller rumble. Good.
Controller
says
rumble.
Says David Tate.
Equals good. Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, so all that stuff, really cool, exciting stuff. I don't know that there was anything else that stood out to me. I think obviously having super quick loading games is going to be good, especially since everything's going to get even huger for the next generation.
Even huger, so, he says. We'll do a topic on this down the road.
Yeah, for sure.
Even. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's Y-U-G-E, huge.
Oh, boy.
Huge.
All right. Anyway.
More news, Adam, please.
Yeah, news or something else?
All right, so... this one is like this. Well, I'll do the funny one and then we'll do the terrible one.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So Jeopardy has aired a hilariously incorrect bit of Tetris trivia.
Oh my gosh, this is so good.
Oh, I didn't see this.
There was a meme a while ago where this guy says like, oh my gosh, like I found this old original Tetris instruction manual. Did you guys know that these babies are the shapes all have names? And they do, but he made all this crazy names up, like mm-hmm. Orange Ricky and
there's Hero, Tiwi, Smash Boy is my favorite. Rhode Island Z.
So he basically he's updated his name now on Twitter from Vec Trebek Fooler Hitto because the question appeared on Jeopardy and it makes me question everything I've ever learned from Jeopardy.
Oh, no.
So that's pretty funny, though. And then the last news item, this is kind of grave and wacky and disturbing. But so it started out with Hearthstone tournament. We had a player. What's his name?
We're actually talking about this. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
We should talk about this. We definitely should talk
Blitzchung
about this.
Blitzchung is his kind of gaming surname. He's a pro Hearthstone player from Hong Kong. He ended a stream earlier this week with a statement of support for those engaged in months-long protests against local police and government in Hong Kong. So basically, Blizzard, banned him, gave him a pretty heavy punishment, took away his prize money for the tournament. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of all this?
This is super scummy. This sucks.
Yeah.
It's weird. And Blizzard as of this recording, Blizzard still hasn't addressed.
We're recording on October 10th. Blizzard still hasn't made any kind of public announcement. So not only did they, at the end of his stream, like they banned him from playing Hearthstone. Hearthstone.
Hearthstone. Torture the Hearthstone.
So he's banned from playing Hearthstone for for nearly a year.
Oh gosh.
So competitively can't play for a year. Yeah. They took his prize winnings away, and mind you, this was $10,000. So like that's no joke. This was like this statement cost him a lot of money. The Taiwanese casters who were interviewing had like no idea what was going on. They both had their contracts let go.
Wow.
And seemingly all of this, in an effort to simply placate what, you know, we all assume was, I guess here's what we don't know. Did basically China reach out and say, hey, you need to put a stop to this and react to this right now? Or did Blizzard, in hopes of just keeping China placated and happy and keep business running as usual, like way overreact and do all this on their own?
It's like we want to keep definitely... We're going to keep definitely getting all that sweet, sweet Chinese money flowing into Blizzard. So how fitting that they just decided to take $10,000 from a Chinese guy, like to keep all that sweet Chinese money rolling. That's so dirty.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, like NetEase, I believe, is co-developing that Blizzard or that Diablo mobile game, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like Blizzard and China are very like tight right now, so it's definitely affecting their culture, you know, and it's kind of a shame.
Is it Tencent, the Chinese company, has like a 5% stake in Blizzard at this point? And you know, and this is just like the measure of doing business in China, right? Like their government can react in any way, and you have to make a choice as to whether you want to uphold the values of your company that you've written in stone on your company grounds, like every voice matters.
Literally, what are the? It's like, every voice matters, and think globally.
Think globally, yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh,
enshrined in stone on the grounds of Blizzard. But when China makes up 12% of your second quarter income, like maybe those values don't mean so much to you. You know, I guess it remains to be seen what Blizzard will. Or won't say, you know, BlizzCon's coming up here in just a couple of weeks.
That's going to be interesting.
This will definitely be, you know, a part of that as well.
Yeah.
But I, you know, it's just, it stinks because we all like Blizzard, right? Blizzard makes,
I
want to cool
like them.
They make fun games, but
it's one of those things, man. It's really, really easy to be a cool company and stick to your values until someone starts throwing millions and millions of dollars at you. You know, I like a good redemption story. I'd like to see Blizzard do the right thing and reinstate
him, give him his money back.
Yeah, try to fix it. But man, I don't know what it would take to fix this. I really don't.
It's crazy to see Blizzard do this, like the ultimate compromise move, right?
Mm-hmm.
To where people are canceling their Blizzard accounts left, right, and center, you know.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, on the other hand, that new South Park episode where they like intentionally got themselves banned from China so they don't have to try to appease their censors anymore.
Insane.
And you know, this is not a judgment call against anyone who's like not going to cancel subscription, right? That's on you and what, how this impacts you.
I have so much money tied up in my Blizzard account. Like if I cancel, there goes all my money. So
there goes all your money. So like it just,
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
You are a microcosm for Blizzard right now.
Yeah.
What? I don't understand. Yeah. What do you mean by
like that you have all this money invested in this company, right?
Well, yeah,
like,
I lose all my games that I paid them.
You lose
for.
All your games, and Blizzard would lose so much money if they piss off China. So it's very similar.
Oh,
David,
man.
It's a moral quandary.
It's a moral quandary indeed. So, David, I guess the question is, what are you going to do?
Jeez.
Put him on the spot.
David, will you be the lantern that lights the way for our fellow listeners?
I suppose we will see how they respond. If they don't respond in a while, I will probably have to consider, you know, some kind of steps along those lines. Is that the least committal answer I could possibly give? Probably.
It is. But, you know, I'm actually really curious what people will do.
Lars now says delete it live.
Yes. Right here on the episode. Delete it. Delete it. I'm going to burn my copy of Overwatch.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, Mike.
You
bought
it. Air.
You bought it for me, Mike, and I'm sorry for that.
Yeah. Well, you know, those were simpler times, Adam.
They were simpler times.
It was,
you know?
It was 27 years ago when that game came out.
So many years ago.
Oh my gosh. All right. So that wraps up the news. That's a crazy, crazy story. Yeah. I hope they do the right thing eventually here. Sooner than later.
We talked about this forever, but I think we'll do a topic on this after Blizzard makes some kind of a statement.
Yeah.
There's so much to unpack on this and it's not the topic of our episode.
Yeah, definitely.
Right,
not.
Right.
Yep.
So that does it for the news.
All right. It's giveaway time.
But I think it's time to give away a game, guys.
All right.
Okay.
What are we starting with?
All right. So first game we're going to give away is a Steam code for Jenny LeClue, generously donated by Joe from MoGraphy Games. Thank you so much, Joe. You're the best. Best in the biz. Yeah, so we're giving away these first two games, as I mentioned at the top of the show, in the Twitch chat or in the Twitch stream, basically. So these first two, if you are not in the stream, I apologize. You don't have a chance. But the people who showed up, you have a very good shot of getting this. So, yeah, good luck to you. All right. Are you guys ready for Mike struggles to read the tweets?
I am so... It's my favorite. I say this every time. It's my favorite part of the show. So
it's a five-year tradition. I don't remember when we started doing this.
What?
Oh, we didn't do this at the start, did we?
No, it wasn't called that anyway.
It doesn't matter. Eric Kruger, friend of the show, and may his handsome face be praised, is... sent us a link to a YouTube video for the song 5 Years from the album The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, which, one, thank you, two, great taste in music, and three, maybe an intentional or unintentional callback to the last episode where we talked about what was the that Square game,
Vex game.
And the Mesmers.
I don't know. Oh,
Vex
my
and
goodness.
The Mesmers.
We had a whole Ziggy Stardust thing. Man, that's not good podcasting for everyone who doesn't listen to the show every week. But there you go. That's for the fans.
I'm David Bowie from the Ziggy Stardust tour.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Flight of the Conchords reference
there.
Yeah, sure thing. Oh man, my brain hurts a lot.
My brain feels great.
Okay. Well, it was a song.
Adam, how does your brain feel?
My brain feels surprisingly normal.
None of these are lyrics in that song.
I say that because I stayed up so late playing Card of Darkness.
Oh, for sure, gotcha. You did.
And I thought when I woke up and I stumbled into the bathroom to get in the shower, I was like, I'm going to die. I have to call off.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. Now I feel great.
Yeah. But now we're podcasting. Everything's great.
Here we are.
Right.
We are.
Great story, Adam. But this is my part of the show. The Reformed Gamers. The Reformed Gamers wrote in and said, what has been your favorite thing about podcasting? And what has been the hardest lesson you learned while podcasting?
All right. Can I go first?
Yeah, please.
All right. So my favorite thing about podcasting has been all the fame and glory that I personally get. And I guess the hardest thing was realizing that, no, I'm not at all famous or glorious. So it was a hard arc I had
for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, my favorite thing about podcasting was all the riches that we got. And the hardest thing about podcasting was like, what do I do with all these riches? How do I even spend it all?
Oh, I see. You went a different way.
Yeah.
I will say, I'm going to answer this question seriously. My favorite thing about podcasting is getting to meet all of the cool people that listen to our show and hearing the stories of how they just accidentally discover our podcast or however they heard about us. It's just fun. Getting cool shirts like this. I don't know if you guys can see this shirt. This is a Pancakeosaurus. And this shirt was given to me by a listener of the show, which is awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's super cool.
Yeah. Good old Miss Maya.
You know what?
So,
do you have like a real answer, Adam?
A real answer? Yeah, I would say my favorite thing that, and this happened recently again, where someone told me, yeah, I was telling somebody about your podcast and they actually listened to it already.
Oh,
I was like, what?
Yeah.
That's super weird.
What was that?
A random stranger?
Yeah.
How? Yeah. So that was kind of fun.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then I would say,
because our fan base, I say, is small, but fearsome
and very like loyal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You guys are the best.
Yeah.
Best in the business.
So, and then I would say the hardest lesson I've learned about podcasting is you still have to podcast even on the days that you don't feel like it.
You have to.
And there have been days where I'm like, I'm really bummed. I don't want to podcast right now, but
I have to say though, you know, because I don't want to jinx anything right now.
Okay.
Please don't. Knock on wood.
But, usually every podcast has like a lost episode. We almost had one.
Really
we
close.
We edited our way out of that lost episode.
Oh, man.
But yeah, like somehow in 5 years we always made the fortnightly episode.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm on a new OS. It could be the tonight this could be a night, Adam.
This could be Apple could have screwed us on this one.
I think for me the hardest thing I've learned about podcasting is when we started a podcast is where I learned I truly, truly hate the sound of my own voice. But now I edit and I have to listen to it. So there you go. If you're thinking about getting into podcasting, that might be a situation you have to deal with. Joseph Grimm wrote in and said, I can't believe it's been 5 years. I started listening to episode 18. Holy smokes. That's a long time.
So that was in year one for
that
sure.
That was year one. And so much has changed for me since then. What has changed the most for you since you started the podcast? Thank you. Or thanks, blah, 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 blah. Thanks, thanks for all you three do and the community. So, yes,
man, that's awesome.
That's
thanks,
really
buddy.
Awesome. Thank you much for writing in. So, yeah, what's changed the most for you guys since we started podcasting?
Well, I've had my first girlfriend since then. That's a big change.
Yeah, that was big.
I currently don't have one, but I had one. So that was a big life change. I went from being really poor to being pretty well off.
Rich. Yeah,
not rich.
Big money take.
And
yeah,
it's not
big
from the podcast. It's from my career. My career is doing pretty great.
It's very important that you guys understand they're not actually rich yet.
No, I'm not rich. I have spending money now, which I never had in my entire life. I've never had.
Sure.
So, that's a big change for me.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Adam, what about yourself?
Biggest change. Everything has changed this is how long we've been doing this podcast. My daughter does not remember a time when we weren't doing it.
It's weird,
oh,
right?
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Like, she's 10 now and she's like, she has memories from before she was five, but like for her entire life, I've done this podcast.
That's so crazy.
That's pretty wild, huh?
Yeah. My daughter was four when we started podcasting. So it's the same for her. It's really weird.
Yeah. So that my whole life has changed like crazy during the podcast.
Sure.
But with relation to podcasting, I think we've gotten a lot more healthy balance of like the workload.
Oh,
because
no.
What?
No. No, I'm not talking about work outside of this podcast. I'm just saying like we actually split up all the duties now.
Oh.
Like whereas
that's true.
I used to do almost everything in the beginning.
Yeah. And, I was the talent. Can you believe
it? Yeah, you guys showed up and you brought your handsome faces and that was enough. But yeah, and it was like it was really brutal on me for a while.
Yeah.
So it has been awesome as you guys have taken a lot of that strain off of me.
Yeah. Well, Adam, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And I guess it's a good time to thank you for years and years of editing.
Oh yeah, that's no easy task.
Oh, you.
Yeah, and I know David did a lot too. So thank you both. And now that I do it, I can actually appreciate how difficult that must have been.
Yeah.
I guess that's probably for me what's changed the most is that picking up some new skills. Like I couldn't have edited any audio prior to this podcast. I had no idea how to do that.
Yeah, now you learned. So, you picked up a new life skill.
I picked up a new life skill, and I also got real fat. Jeremy wrote in and said, how long do you gentlemen think you'll continue podcasting? Has there been
enough
a time?
Enough is enough.
Oh, man.
Tonight's the... No.
this is it. We're going on a blaze of glory.
Jeremy's asking really good questions here.
He's asking the hard questions here, right?
So yeah,
how long do you think you'll continue podcasting? And has there been a time that you almost threw in the towel? Thanks for all the great years, and here's to five more.
Should we?
Awesome.
We got pretty close, actually, recently.
We're like, should we? Should we just call it like a 5 year thing? And that was this was a real conversation. We're like, I love doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awesome way for us to hang out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the real reason it exists, because like without this scheduled time, because of our time differences, Adam and I, and probably Mike too, like we wouldn't have a lot of natural hangout time.
Yeah, yeah. So we love doing it for that reason.
Yeah.
We love doing it obviously to talk with the community and make friends. And so, there's a lot of upsides to
doing this show, but it is a lot of work. So there was, I think that was definitely weighing into it, especially since there's different life priorities that come and go. So, truth be told, we did discuss possibly ending it at 5 years, but we've decided to keep this train rolling, baby.
And I think
now to answer the question of how long.
However long it takes us to recoup the money we spent on buying those five games.
The five games were given away on this episode.
It might take a while.
Yeah,
it's true. Yeah, back us on patreon.com/SPFEG. Help us recoup the game money.
Sweet, sweet Twitch, free Twitch sub.
Yeah, there you go.
Helps us out.
There you go.
So
we already made it to the ads somehow.
Yeah.
So anyway, but yeah, good times. Yeah. So I guess to say, if I had to put a time on it,
you don't.
It's always like, I never know. I was thinking like 2 year blocks. Like, let's reassess in like two
years.
Reassess. You know, like after 2 years, it was still really fun, so we kept going. You know, and then two more, and then now we're in the middle of another
year. Although
we did
do it this year too, so I don't.
Oh, we did an off year. Who knows?
Whoops. Guess we gotta wait 3 years now. By Grace in the chat said, "My guy, thank you guys for real. My life wouldn't be the same without meeting everyone." So there you go.
Oh.
That's sweet. Sweet of you to say.
Yeah, I mean, ideally, right, we'd like to do the show for as long as people want us to do it.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's like real life stuff that happens, and we have to evaluate every, you know, couple of years as far as where we're at in our careers and what our other aspirations are. But at this point, we don't have any plans to stop. So,
yeah.
Can't stop, won't stop.
There you go. There's your answer. Fed Gamer wrote in and said, "Congratulations, guys. That's awesome. Here's to five more years." My question is, your show started kind of organically as a, hey, let's just chat about this thing that we all love.
Yeah.
Do any of you remember the moment you realized it was something more than that with a whole community?
Mm.
I actually specifically, I couldn't tell you like the date. I do specifically remember being out to dinner with the family and getting like notifications from our podcast hosting service. Because up to that point, we had had like, you know, we had a decent way more downloads than I ever thought we would get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we did some episode and I couldn't tell you which one it was. And then all of a sudden we were just getting like, I was seeing like hundreds of downloads. And yeah,
the Tim Saray episode was pretty popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was that. It may have been that one. I'm not sure.
I couldn't tell you. It was a long time ago. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first time I realized, like, oh, holy smokes, like, people will actually listen to the show. It's not just us, like, talking out into the void.
Yeah.
Yeah, people listen to it, and they like it for whatever reason that they like it, and that's really, really awesome.
Yeah, I found out the other day that our podcast has been listened to 70,000 times, and I was like,
that is wild.
Like, that's insane to me.
My brain just
exploded. Because I know, like, big podcasts will get that, like... Like Conan probably
had it on his second episode or something.
But like for us, like I was thinking like, I'll be so thrilled if we get like 50 people listening to this show.
Can you imagine 50 people?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Adam and I talked about that before we started. And I think, 50 was this number that we came up with. But I was like, I mean, that'll never happen. It'd be really cool if like 50 people listened to it.
I just didn't want it to be like, man, there's like two guys that listen to the show, you know, and I'm one of them, you know,
and Mike's the other one, and David just doesn't listen.
Joe mentioned in the chat Greg Miller being on the show at the 1 year anniversary from Kinda Funny, and I was just like, I think right around that time we started to get a lot more serious about the show, like we upped our hosting. We're reaching out to more guests. I think it was definitely before the year mark, but I don't know. I think there was something about that 1 year mark that it was like, wow, we've been doing it a year.
Yeah, I couldn't believe we had Greg Miller on that episode. I was like, what the heck is happening right
and
now?
And Mega Ran.
Oh, yeah, Mega Ran. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so
yeah,
that
was
a crazy... That was a crazy
episode. We're
going to
have a cameo in this episode, too, that I really can't believe. But not for the stream, unfortunately.
You'll have to listen to the audio version.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I will say my first moment where I was like, wow, this is a thing. I was at New York Comic Con, and I just kind of tweeted out, hey, if anyone runs into me here, you know, stop by and say hi. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to run into anybody. Nobody's going to know who I am. And, I got a DM from someone like, hey, I'm at New York Comic Con. Let's meet up. And it was someone who listened to the show. It was actually three guys. I feel terrible. I cannot remember their names right now, but if you're listening, please remind me who you were. Yeah. There was three dudes and
Jeremy, that was me. No, it was not.
Okay. It wasn't Jeremy, but one of them was like, dude, it's so weird hearing your voice in real life and not just in my headphones. I was like, what? Why is that weird? I'm just me, you know? But,
yeah,
it was fun. That was the moment I realized it, and it was fun. So there you go.
We have a couple more. We're almost done, guys. Craig Bond wrote in and said, congratulations on your 5-year anniversary. My question is, what do you have planned for the 10-year anniversary?
I love it.
Captain Winky is in the chat and says, that was me, dude. I swear to God.
I don't believe
so
you.
Maybe I thought this was the wrong. I thought this was a different person. I didn't recognize the screen name, apparently.
It was. Okay. If it was you. Okay. All right. I'll believe you.
Captain what Winky. Shirt was I wearing?
Captain Winky. I don't remember.
What song Wait, did I wearing? Sing for you on your birthday?
Is that Josh?
Oh, is that Josh? Wait, who's Captain Winky? Reveal yourself, Captain Winky.
Do you go by Captain Winky on Twitter? Because I'm going to look you up.
It is Josh. Okay, yeah, it is Josh. Okay, that makes sense.
Man, that warms my heart. Josh, we got to hang out soon.
That does warm my heart. I'm very pleased to, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here, man. I love you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We all love you, but me the most. plans for 10-year, man. I don't know yet.
I like Noah Man's SBF VGS Con in Nash, Vegas. I think that's a pretty good.
I'm going to be in Nashville.
Oh, you're going to be there soon.
Next week.
So Wednesday. Anyone?
Yeah, no notice at all. Wednesday of next week through the following Tuesday. So. Like, hit me up if you listen to this show and you are in Nashville and you want to hang out. Because I think we're definitely, we got like a barbecue one night where people are just kind of coming and going. So it should be a good time. So anyway, there you have it.
Yeah.
Very cool.
All right. Did we answer the question?
10 years, 10 games. I mean, that's obvious 10
games,
thing to do,
right? Yes.
10 years, 10 games. I like it.
Assuming we have enough patrons at that point.
Right. Upside Down Shark. What did he have to say?
Upside Down Shark wrote in and said, congrats. What's your favorite shark?
Tiger Shark, because they don't bite people, as far as
tiger
I know.
Sharks. Tiger Sharks don't bite people?
I'm pretty sure they don't.
Tiger Sharks should bite the most people.
Yeah, they really should. I've held a baby tiger shark
in my
hands.
They need to turn their lives around, you know? I gotta say, my favorite's always been the hammerhead shark.
Oh, I'm wrong. I'm 100% wrong. This is from Wikipedia. I just Googled this. A tiger shark is reported
tiger
to be.
Tiger sharks bite the most people. That's the first line.
It's reported to be responsible for a large share of fatal shark bite incidents and is regarded as one of the most dangerous shark species.
Man, I'm super glad you Googled that, because I can picture this coming up on a vacation at some point.
Yeah,
I was wrong. You're with friends or whatever. You're like, oh man, don't worry about the tiger sharks. They don't even bite people.
Sand
They're
shark.
Totally fine.
Sand shark is my answer.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Lars says, I'm in Australia and tiger sharks attack the most.
My bad.
I had a feeling.
I love it. Yeah, but my favorite is definitely hammerhead.
Now, why?
They look like an alien. It's so cool.
You know,
that's
like
true.
It. Honestly,
that is true.
My favorite shark is Bruce, if you know who that is.
So isn't Bruce a great white?
I think pretty he sure, is. But I mean specifically Bruce, though.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
My favorite shark is the Wobbegong. I don't know anything about them, but it's just the coolest name I could Google, so... Wobbegong.
I already Googled. I already used up the Google.
I thought that was a Pokemon. I thought you were messing with us.
No. There's like a carpet shark, like a bottom feeder type of thing. So that's the extent of what I know about them that I learned this afternoon is that they eat like lobsters and crabs and stuff, and they look crazy, but they have the coolest name of all the sharks.
They've got good taste in seafood.
They do. And I believe our very last tweet comes from Mr. Josh Bailey. Who wrote in and said, what is likely going to be the biggest change within the SBFs and or the podcast within the next 5 years?
Within the next five, the biggest change.
Possibly
the biggest change.
Possibly a new super best friend, maybe?
I mean, that's always possible, right?
Yeah, we did recently kick that around, possibly asking someone to become the fourth super best friend. So that is, we have a very short list.
Yeah.
but yeah, anyway,
it would help out for episodes where like I am not available or Adam's not available or like,
yeah.
So it's not just a campfire every time someone has to duck out for a fortnight.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, actually I think there's one more we should answer though, Mike. We got it from NTFTT pod. They gave us one of their famous Mary Hug blank.
Oh my.
Recently?
Yeah, just recently.
They did it after the show started?
No, they didn't.
Oh my goodness.
Well, it was 15 minutes before. It was 15 minutes before.
Well, I wasn't checking then.
Well.
Okay, I've got it here.
Okay.
NTFTT pod wrote in with a classic Mary Hug Nickelback.
So I'm guessing Nickelback is leave at the airport?
I mean, no, that's
Nickelback
not one.
Nickelback is essentially Kill.
One of these, yeah, is a Nickelback. Five Night at Freddy's, Five for Fighting, or Fiver with two R's.
Now, is Five for Fighting the Superman song band? Is that them?
No, I think that's Three Doors Down, isn't it?
Oh, see, I knew it was a number.
Superman,
no, not that one. Holding my hand. No, the one was like, I can't stand to fly.
Maybe. I don't know if I've heard that one.
I've never heard this. Sing more of it, please.
I'm all that a bird. I'm more than a plane.
I think I've heard that one.
That's the lyrics.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't know. It is. They are that band. That's them.
I've never heard this song, I don't think.
You've never heard it?
All right. So wait, read the choices again.
The choices are, one of these is a Mary, one of these is a Hug, one of these is a Nickelback.
Okay.
Five Nights at Freddy's, Five for Fighting, and Fiverr.
Fiverr is
R's.
Like a, it's like a, you can hire people to do like jobs for you.
Oh.
These are maybe the most buck wild choices we've ever been given.
They
do not seem associated outside of the name Five.
That's the association the name. Yeah.
Yeah. Sheesh. All right. So I got to say Five for Fighting is straight Nickelback. For me personally in my life.
In your life, where you're at, with between
where,
you and where, Jesus, these guys
where,
land at Nickelback.
Where I'm at in my spirit.
The lead singer does have that frog in his throat like I was doing. Like that is that was based that was an impression. That was not just me singing.
I love it.
Okay. That was you ADRing for him.
You know how in Be Prepared by Scar in The Lion King, Jeremy Irons blew out his voice like halfway through recording that song.
Oh,
so
I did not
Jim
know.
Cummings came in and sang the second half of the song.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, if you listen, you can hear the difference, and it's definitely Winnie the Pooh, but not Winnie the Pooh doing a different voice. Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and say
So here's a question for you with that little bit of trivia you just put out there.
Yeah.
Does that mean the second half of that song can't be played in China?
Oh, because of Winnie the Pooh. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I forgot about
now.
That.
Oh, gosh.
Probably
that's so
it can, because he's not doing the Winnie the Pooh voice.
Okay.
Yeah. But, okay, so my Mary is going to be Fiverr, because I'd like to pay people to do things for me.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm Mary and Fiverr, too.
How about you, Mike? What are you marrying?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. Well, who are we hugging, guys?
I guess
I'm
going to hug Five Nights at Freddy's.
If Fiverr Fighting is dead to us, I mean... Yeah.
Yeah. I think we have a consensus.
Five Nights at Freddy's. Yeah. I want to play it on VR, by the way. I think that should be a spooky stream I do sometime.
Ooh,
you should
okay.
absolutely right. do that.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
And then I guess we're Nickelbacking Five for Fighting, which is very strange.
Five for Fighting. Yes. It's the new Nickelback. That's what that means.
Yep.
Yeah. And them's all the tweets.
Them's the tweets.
Yeah. I think it's time to give away a game,
Let's
you guys.
Give away an untitled like goose game this time.
Let's give away an untitled goose game, and the winner chooses whether it be on the Switch or whether it be on their glorious PC. So, this again is a Twitch.tv exclusive. If you are in the stream right now, you can enter to win this game. And David is setting it up right now. And get in there, guys. Get in there. Start entering. Start getting the goose. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander, I think.
Yes, that's right. Saying. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
I remember my old drummer, Jason, God bless him. He said that in the middle of a heated argument one time. And none of us had ever heard that phrase before.
Oh my gosh.
We started cracking up. We were like, well, you know, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander, man. And we were like, what are you talking about? he was from Idaho, rural kind of area. So, I mean, I guess he was more exposed.
He had some of those great chestnuts. You're having a heated argument over what kind of pizza to get. And he's like, come on, man, consider the Ravens.
Consider the lilies of the field, man. Come on.
Consider the lilies, man. Oh, man. Great Christian band name.
Considering Lily is a band. They exist.
It's such a 90s. The most 90s of all of the Christian band names.
For sure.
Yeah. Anyway. So, are you guys ready for a sweet, sweet advertisement?
I am so ready. Our
glorious... pals in Twitch are choosing and almost winning, perhaps.
Yeah, there's only seven people right now in the raffle.
Wow.
So
that is really, you got really good odds at the moment of getting
one in
the
seven,
untitled goose game. 1 in 7 by my math. So
it's very good math. Well done. Are you an engineer by chance?
I am.
Okay.
So, all right. Patreon, you guys.
Yeah.
That is the best and greatest and best
website ever created.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, okay,
but I would. It's very confusing sometimes the navigation. But if you do figure it out, we would appreciate it if you would back us on there, support the show, give us $1, $2, what have you. There's different cool tiers in there. Come be our pal. You get some exclusive content. Of course, $1 will get you early access to the episodes. That I would highly recommend for this very episode, because if you're not already a Patreon backer, you would have an early chance to hear the episode and get in on that sweet, sweet third giveaway.
Yeah.
So there you have
it.
Of course, the $2 tier gets you in the Patreon exclusive minisodes, which are some of my favorite things we do. Mm-hmm. So I'm super, super pleased about that particular tier, I would say. I don't know. But yeah, of course there are other and ever more glorious tiers to behold beyond that. So, go ye therefore to patreon.com/SBFVGS and back this show.
And
if for whatever reason
you don't have any extra spending money, but you do have Amazon Prime and Twitch and you have those two accounts linked, you get a free subscription on Twitch every month. If you give us that free subscription on Twitch every month, it gives us $2.50, which is not nothing. So that's another great way to help support the show if you have no extra money but have those two things.
Indeed.
So
yeah, there you go.
Twitch.tv/SBFVGS.com. Also, if you watch this stream live, you would have been able to enter two additional giveaways. So
yeah,
there you go.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Madness in any direction. All right. So before we start the topic, the meat and very potatoes of this episode, I think we need to give away yet another game. So the next three giveaways are going to work a little bit differently. The listeners will basically be given a question, an SBFVGS trivia question. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like a scavenger hunt through our back catalog. I'm sorry for that, but that
you're
was the
have
best
some fun.
Yeah. So, yeah. So the next three giveaways you'll have to listen to the audio version. Of course, if you're listening to the audio version, you already are doing that. But people in the Twitch, you'll have to check out the audio version to hear these next three giveaways. There you have it. All right, for our third game giveaway, we're giving out a physical copy of the new PS4 game, Concrete Genie. All you have to do to win is private message the correct answer to us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or send us an email at info@sbfvgs.com, and that will enter you to win. So, the question is, What is the best episode of Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover ever to have a thumbnail featuring Angela Lansbury?
Meat and potato topic time. Here we go. It is David's topic for our fifth year anniversary. Ooh. David, how does that make you feel?
I feel so honored and special.
I'm glad you do.
I forgot what the topic was, but
awesome.
I do know what it is.
Great and cool.
Because I didn't know you were going to make me say it.
I could say it.
Okay,
it's
I
fine.
Got it. It's right. It's really fast, actually. Favorite game released since SBF VGS Episode 1. There it is.
Yes.
There it is.
All right, so you've thrown the gauntlet down, David.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You gave us quite a challenge, I would say. Yeah. I had to do some research.
Yeah, I did minimal research. I just Googled top games released in, and I put in every year, so since 2014, basically.
Sure.
I did something similar just to kind of jog my memory because I didn't know when things came out. Like, I'll start out and say, like, Transistor instantly popped in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized when I looked it up, Transistor came out in May of 2014.
Oh, so it doesn't count.
Is thus disqualified.
Wow.
Yeah, because the first episode of this show was
in October.
October the 7th, mm-hmm. 2014. So it had to come out after October 7th, 2014, up to the present day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And of course, Last of Us Remastered came out in July of 2014, disqualified by date, but also disqualified, I would say, by being a remaster.
Okay, sure. Wow, that's a rule I didn't invent, but
the only time I will say the remaster it should be admissible
is if it's totally new.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but something like Shadow of the Colossus, that remaster, something like Resident Evil
Link's
2
Awakening.
Remaster. Yeah, so a game that has been from the ground up remade, I feel like that counts. That should go in.
Okay.
You guys concur?
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not one of the games I picked, so it's fine.
I did actually pick a remake, so I'm glad that we went over these ground rules.
Okay. All right. Good. The ground rules stand then. They've passed.
Okay.
All right.
So let's all list one game.
Would you say they've passed muster?
They passed mustard.
Or they passed mustard.
Mustard.
I say mustard.
It is definitely mustard.
And I know
I'm
it's
just
going
to say it's mustard.
But it's definitely mustard.
Yeah.
When did people start saying this? Because
probably
I feel like I never in my
century.
Life heard it until like a year ago, and now everyone's saying it left, right, and center.
People like to pull out cool old phrases.
It's yeah, just I was going to say, this is definitely at the time of twirly mustaches.
Mm. It was a time
Maybe
of
it's
twirly
like,
mustaches.
You know, I guess it checks out, because like when I was in high school,
yeah,
there was a huge push at my school, possibly started by me,
mm-hmm.
to say the phrase as much as possible, like the Dickens.
Oh, I remember that.
Sure.
Like, oh my gosh, got homework like the Dickens tonight.
Oh, I loved so like, that. Like the Dickens.
It was really fun.
Me. That was another one.
You ravished me, Father. Yeah, so there was a lot of, yeah, there was some ravishing going on, but mostly like man on man ravishing.
Oh gosh,
sure.
Let's move on.
I mean,
high school is a weird time, kids.
High school's a real weird time.
It was a confusing time. It was a confusing time for all of us. But anyway, so yeah, I say let's see what all of our lists are comprised of, if they pass muster,
okay.
or if we have to scratch them off like the Dickens.
Okay.
All right, so David, how do you want to do this? Do you want to get us going with honorable mentions? Like, how do you want to attack this favorite game since the podcast started?
Legit wrote down 50 games, and I think we should talk about all of them.
No, here's the deal. I have a date tomorrow, so we need to go to bed. I need to go to bed soon. So we're going to...
David needs his beauty rest.
Try to limit it to three, guys. Try to limit it to three choices.
Oh, David, but I wrote down so many.
I know. I warned you guys. I can't stay up all night with this.
What about three dozen?
That's too many. That's more than three.
That's more than three?
Yeah.
I could go down to one dozen.
No, just three. Three is good.
All right. Well, the more foreplay we have before we start, the longer we go. So let's go ahead and get going. Mike, do you want to kick us off? Or David, do you want to do it? David, do you want to kick us going?
Okay. My first selection...
Yes.
Is Destiny 2. Sorry, I got really confused for a second there.
Yes.
Destiny 2, I played a lot of it. Some of it not necessarily willingly. They just got me. You know, they got me.
Mm-hmm.
But I also had a lot of fun with it. played it on two different platforms. So the thing is, it's not about the game for this nomination. It's about the amount of fun that it enabled for me to have.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah.
So yeah, there you go. Destiny 2.
Destiny 2 is your honorable mention, is that?
It's one of the possible games.
We're going to list three, right?
Okay.
We're going to pick. We're going to pick one after belaboring.
Agonizingly choose
okay. one of those. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah.
Mike?
I'm going to go with Uncharted 4 2016.
Oof.
Man, that's such a good game. And maybe, you know, it's definitely, I think, one of the defining games of the PS4 generation. So it's got to be on this list. It has to be talked about.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. The guys in the chat are cracking me up.
This is great, by the way. The chat is my favorite.
I can't see it. Read it to me, please.
Oh, okay. Let me start.
No, don't.
Let me
actually
scroll all
that.
The way up.
No.
Let me scroll all the way up.
From the beginning of the stream.
All right. So, yeah, Uncharted 4. Oh, gosh. So, I'm just going to list my first one. Uncharted 4 and The Witness.
Yeah. Fair.
Did that make it
both,
in, David?
Both 2016 games, right?
You listed in one. Okay.
So Uncharted 4, we did a whole spoiler cast if you want to hear how much I love that game. It was definitely the culmination of that whole story. And I loved even the Vita Uncharted. Yeah. So, it's just one of my favorite series ever. And that really put a nice ending on it. So, but then again, The Witness was like, I was in full blown obsession mode over that game, and I still love it. And I was sorely tempted to buy it again recently when I saw it was on some other platform. Oh no, when I saw that it was on iOS,
oh,
and I was like,
goodness.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah. So anyway, I would be remiss if I didn't mention The Witness.
Sure.
And as we all know, I hate being remiss.
Oh, it's true. Nobody ever wants to be remiss.
It's my least favorite thing. Yeah. David?
All right. So my second choice is Zelda Breath of the Wild, because holy moly, that game is good. Holy moly, yes. That game is good.
Yeah.
I don't even really have to say why it's on my list. Like, I played I probably played hundreds of hours of it, if I had to guess. I don't
Possibly.
Know. Possibly.
I think you can check. I think you can check on your Switch and find out.
I'll have to check and get back to you guys. I don't really
Pause
remember.
Pause the show. Edit point.
No, not right now. I'm not checking now.
Sorry.
Let's just say I love this game. It's my favorite Zelda by a long shot, which is saying something because it's the newest Zelda. So
yeah, that's huge for the newest one to be like favorite of the whole long and storied series.
It kept it enough Zelda, but changed it enough to just make it even more special to me, which I didn't even know was possible. So,
All right.
There you go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mike?
You guys have put me in a
Well, you could sneak two in there like Adam did if you really want to.
Okay. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And Horizon Zero Dawn Divinity 2.
Okay. Wait, that was three. You tricked me because I thought it was just a subtitle.
Zero Dawn Divinity 2.
Oh
my goodness.
Yeah, that's my second.
I just thought
pick.
It was a really long subtitle for a second there.
I was like, I don't remember Horizon Zero Dawn having that subtitle.
Zero Dawn : Divinity.
You guys remember when Horizon Zero Dawn had a like immense like in-depth RPG DLC that's like not associated with the Horizon universe whatsoever?
Right. Yeah,
Hundreds of hours of gameplay, totally different combat.
Right.
Oh man. Yeah. Oh man. Mm-hmm. So I too I have to say Horizon Zero Dawn was my favorite game that year.
Yeah.
And I guess that was 2017. And I loved it to death. I platinumed it. It is a strong contender. And I don't know. I'm very torn between that and games that I will soon reveal. So, yeah, Horizon Zero Dawn from me as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Oh, just one in that one. Okay, nice. Nice. Yeah. We're sticking to the rules. All right. I have one more.
Okay.
And that one more. I'm glad we discussed the rules of the remakes because Resident Evil 2 is my last pick.
Good pick.
So
good pick.
So there you go.
We should give that game away on this very show.
We are, and I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Hang on, Lars now in the chat just said, can you do a date with Tate raffle? We talked about having that be a Patreon tier, but I think better that we don't.
No, it's a very expensive tier, though.
Yeah, very expensive. But yeah, Resident Evil 2 is probably my favorite Resident Evil game now because it has the Resident Evil, like the early Resident Evil style gameplay, but it's gorgeous. Mm.
Yes.
Oh, it actually kind of does have the
It's like it's more like the Resident Evil 4 style
Resident Evil
gameplay, right?
It's Resident Evil mixed with Resident Evil 4 in a perfect blend, I think.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So this this is the third and final game.
Oh gosh, here we go. How many
third and final game?
How many is it going to be?
Well, it's got to be either God of War or Spider-Man or Sekiro.
Okay, all right, only three.
Or
what? Do you have another or?
I don't know.
Or it could be the Divinity 2 Mac release that happened January of 2019.
That, you can't have it on there twice. That's weird.
It could be Pyre, it could be Hollow Knight, it could be Cuphead, it could be Valiant Hearts. It could be The Last of Us Left Behind.
Cuphead, how could
You guys are listing so many right now.
It could be Wolfenstein, The New Order.
All right, Adam, I think he's going to jump in or he's going to keep going.
Yes.
It could be The Return of Overdin. It could be Guacamelee 2.
Oh, my gosh.
It could be Control.
Yeah.
You guys, come on. Come on.
last year was brutal. There were so many good games. Okay, so God of War and Spider-Man is my last game.
Mm-hmm. God of War, colon, Spider-Man.
Yes. And
Spider-Man, colon, The God of War, because
I like it.
Maybe do a crossover. That sounds fun, actually.
Sure.
Yeah. God of Manhattan.
God of Manhattan's pretty good.
All right. Yeah. All right. So those are my three games. Those are my three games to choose from that I will agonize over for a minute, and we will decide live here on the show. I have no idea what I'm gonna pick.
Yeah. So fun fact, I'm actually not gonna agonize over one of these games.
Okay.
I didn't think about this until just now, though. So that's kind of the live nature of this whole thing. I just picked three games that were some of my favorite games.
As we all did.
As we were supposed to. Yeah. Yep.
Like we all did.
But Destiny 2 is not going to be my favorite game released since 2014, since episode 1.
Okay.
So, you know, this is pretty shocking, David.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't pick that game either.
Wow. I'm very surprised.
And you know me in Destiny, over the last 5 years, we've had quite the relationship.
Hate relationship. Yeah.
I beat Destiny soon.
Yeah. He loved it.
You did not beat Destiny 2.
He gave it.
I beat Destiny 2.
How many times did you raid in that game?
I don't remember any raids in the storyline. Yeah. But,
he gave it 3.5 out of 5 tacos, didn't he?
Here's
three?
The thing. Yeah, they've added so much story. And they're actually, raid is part of the story, but just didn't do it. So. No. It really is. It's not part of the campaign, but it's part of the story.
I'm sorry, did the credits roll after you beat the raid, or they beat after you beat the story?
Yeah, I think
that's when the game tells me, Mike, you're done.
Do you leave Marvel movies before the credits roll? Because you're missing stuff.
Every time.
Oh, okay.
Every time. As far as I know, there's nothing after or during those credits.
You've missed a lot, buddy.
Nothing I'm concerned about.
Oh, man.
All right, so I've eliminated
it's not
one.
Destiny 2.
It's not Destiny 2.
Yeah. So we're eliminating now? Oh gosh. I mean, this is.
But you guys have to eliminate more than one because I literally only have three games on my list.
Okay.
I'll have to eliminate two per round,
basically,
to keep up with your one.
Basically.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, although it's the fair. Last fair. After this next one, we're gonna know what my choice is. So we really only have one more round.
We better get to it then.
Yes. Let's do it.
Okay, so you want me to scratch things off the list?
Yeah, just scratch a few off the list right now.
Okay, so I'm going to scratch off Hollow Knight and Pyre and Cuphead and Valiant Hearts and Shovel Knight and Control and Resident Evil 2 and Return of Overdin and Guacamelee 2. I mean, those are all phenomenal games, but not my favorite game, you know?
Oh my goodness.
Not my favorite game.
So many games.
I'll also scratch off, as much as it pains me to do so, Horizon Zero Dawn and The Witcher 3.
Okay, I'm actually surprised about that.
I love both of those games to death. Like, they're amazing games, and I love them, but not my favorite games since the show has come out.
That's very surprising to me. I'm very surprised.
That was a definitive round for me.
Yeah, it was.
I feel like we made a lot of progress. I took some important steps.
You really
did.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah. Adam?
Ooh. So, all right. I'm going to take out... I'm going to remove...
Visibly shaken, Lars now said in the chat.
There's nothing to remove. It's all gold that's left.
I guess I'm going to remove Uncharted 4.
Oh, Adam.
Don't tell Josh. Is it
and
Josh?
Yeah. I'm going to remove Spider-Man.
What? Don't tell Sophie.
So you're lucky Sophie's off Twitter right now.
Wow.
So even though Uncharted 4 is like my favorite franchise, or Uncharted is my favorite like franchise, and Uncharted 4 was amazing, mm-hmm. and Spider-Man is my favorite Spider-Man thing, Marvel's Spider-Man on PS4, it's my favorite Spider-Man thing I've ever taken in, they sadly did not make the cut for my favorite game of the last 5 years.
Heard it here. Spider-Man and Uncharted 4. Adam Redding hates swinging.
I hate swinging from ropes. That's swinging. It they're out.
He hates New York City. I feel very attacked right now.
Oh, man. David?
Oh, all right. Well, this is, you guys are going to know what my pick is if you remember my choices.
I don't.
Yes.
You probably.
Yeah, go ahead and reveal your choice. Make your second elimination and your winner.
As much as I absolutely loved Resident Evil 2, I did not play it twice like you should if you want to see the whole game.
Oh, yeah.
So I beat it technically, but like I didn't really beat it. And I don't know if I'll ever play it again as much as I loved it. So, yeah, I think I have to cross it off the list because of that.
Oh, my goodness.
So now I think we know what my game of
all right.
the last
name,
5 years
name
is.
Your, name your winner.
Zelda Breath of the Wild is my game.
Yeah. I had a feeling this was it for you.
I love Nintendo, and there was only one Nintendo game on the list, so it had to be. It had to be that one. So
yeah, I felt like that game probably more than any gave you the tingling buns of adventure.
Oh, so my buns were just tingling the whole time. Mm-hmm. The whole time.
That's what I know you were playing for like 7 hour stretches, so maybe it was just like your butt fell asleep.
Yeah, that's basically why it was tingling. It would fall asleep and then I'd like move it around and it would wake up again and tingle.
That could be it. So. All right, Mike. Mike, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Gosh, I don't know. Okay. Okay.
You gotta pick one.
Okay. 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 As much as I love all of these games, I guess they can't all win as much as they should.
Yeah, no, they can't. Not everyone's a winner, Mike.
It's not Spider-Man, even though I love that game.
I'm telling Sophie the second she returns to Twitter.
God, Sophie. It's, and Josh share about this whole thing.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites, and I would have picked it, but David told me I couldn't have more than one favorite.
That's true. He did.
So really it comes down to Uncharted 4. God of War.
Okay.
Divinity 2. And Sekiro.
No, just those four. Huh?
And the hard part is the second two games, Divinity and Sekiro. I mean, we're talking like 100 hours over on both of those games.
Wait, hang on. I just caught up. It comes down to Divinity and Sekiro?
It comes down to Divinity, Sekiro, God of War, or Uncharted 4. It comes down to one of those four games. Okay. One of those four.
Oof.
And those are all phenomenal games, and they're all wildly different from each other, and that's what makes it so difficult.
And I don't know why, but I have in my heart what I want you to pick.
I do, but, too. I have in my heart, too. Adam, let's say what we want Mike to pick.
Well, I already know what you guys are
say. I don't want to taint his choice.
No.
You don't.
You can't let us, what we say, choose, like, change your choice.
No. Mike will reveal it, and I'll tell
reveal
you.
Right okay. Now.
Yeah.
Out of all those games, and I love them all dearly, and I still play all of them. I think in this moment I would have to choose Uncharted 4 as my favorite game since released.
Even though I
didn't spend nearly as much time with that as these other games.
Yeah.
I did play through it twice.
Yeah, it's such a great game.
It's really, really great. And it's part of an amazing series.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just, it's an astounding game. I really loved it.
I was on the edge of my seat. I'm not good at like
That was my goal, David.
I thought you were going to, well, I thought you were going to say God of War, and I wanted you to say Sekiro.
Yeah, I thought you were gonna, I wanted you to say Sekiro too, because for a little while we were super Sekiro bros video game sleepover.
Yeah. I honestly had no idea what I was going to pick until that exact second.
Infinity Bros gasps in Spanish in the chat. I like it.
And mind you, by the time this show comes out on Monday, I may tweet something different. Who knows?
But I think I take it all back.
I'm so sorry. I think it's Uncharted 4, though. I think it's Uncharted 4.
I think you're, all right. I think that's a good choice.
So in the mix still for me is The Witness, Horizon Zero Dawn, and God of War.
It's not The Witness. We can scratch that one off. You know it's not.
It can't be The Witness.
Deep down in your heart, Adam, you know that wasn't your favorite.
But don't let us sway you if it is The Witness.
No, I think you're right. I think I'm scratching The Witness off.
All right.
Yeah.
So it's down between Horizon and God of War.
Mm-hmm. What did you like killing more? did you enjoy killing Norse gods or giant robot dinosaurs?
So here's the thing. Both of them have an amazing story.
They do.
You know, Horizon's obviously way more open world, even though God of War has some big open areas.
Sure.
Games are not stories, though. Which one did you enjoy playing the most?
See, that's the hard part. Horizon has amazing gameplay, and God of War has amazing gameplay. So, yeah, like, I give them both a 10 in gameplay. 10 burritos out of 5.
Oh, you gave them both 10 out of 5 burritos?
No. Oh. I guess 6 out of 5 is the highest that can possibly go. Yeah. I gave both of them 6 out of 5 burritos for a gameplay category.
It's absolutely true.
So, this is brutal. I got to go God of War.
Whoa.
It's a good pick, man. That's a good choice.
It's a good choice.
And here's why. Because although I love the story of Horizon and I love the gameplay of both, and they're both gorgeous games, I think God of War hit me on an emotional level where Horizon got me close, but not the same way. I think God of War, like the father son dynamic, like I definitely teared up in that game. It was just like, and I even said on the podcast, this is like my perfect game. Like, it has an amazing story, fantastic. Like, it's really long, but it didn't feel too long to me. The gameplay was so fun throughout. It scratched like every itch. It was brutally hard. Like if you went and fought the Valkyries.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's God of War for me. And of course, this could all be, I mean, we're recording this before Uncharted 4 comes out. I mean, not Uncharted 4, Last of Us 2. We're recording this before Last of Us 2 comes out. We're recording this before Cyberpunk comes out. We're recording this.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know,
so there are a couple super strong contenders next year that we are not, of course, weighing in this. So yeah, God of War right now, but game of our podcast's life cycle.
I agree with all of our choices. We all made good choices, I think.
We did.
Yeah. Congratulations, guys. You picked
good job,
game.
Good job, us.
Yeah. Good job. We did such a... What's a little round of applause for us?
We did such really a... Nailed
oh,
it,
my
I
goodness.
Think.
We made it. We made only, it. That was me. Really hard.
It really was hard.
I thought earlier today I was going to pick Horizon, and I didn't know.
Wow. I thought I one of you guys until for sure was going to pick Horizon with how much grief he gave me for not beating it.
I'll listen back and I may edit this down a little bit because I really wavered for a long time.
It was good. It was suspenseful, Mike. I think
was
it's good.
It? Okay.
Add some like reality show, like, you know, those Idol, like dun dun dun, and like put the commercial break before, like, so I think I'm going to pick after
and
this
and then like steal like the music from like MasterChef.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll compose some original bumpers for Perfect. This episode. I'll score. Yeah. I'll make an original score for this podcast.
Yes.
Amazing.
This podcast now coming out in 6 weeks.
Yeah, seven. this podcast comes out in 2020, everyone.
Yeah. it just got delayed. Sorry, guys.
Yep. It happens.
All right. So I think it is time, now that we've wrapped up this very difficult topic,
yes,
to give away our last two games.
Oh my.
And I'm going to give you guys some super sweet SBF VGS trivia that is going to take you back into the annals of the podcast. You're going to have to do some scavenger hunting. I'm going to record them right now for you. All right, for our final two game giveaways, I have two more diabolical SBF VGS scavenger hunt slash trivia questions for you. The first will be for the 2019 Resident Evil 2 remake on your platform of choice. Of course, again, you need to private message the correct answer to us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or send us an email at info@sbfvgs.com to enter. All right, without further ado, the question is, what was the first game developer interview we ever did on the podcast? All right. And the final giveaway will be for Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice on your platform of choice. Here we go. Final question. What was the first episode of SBF VGS to feature the word platinum in Mike's nickname? And there you have it. End of the show. Plugs for all. All right, we made it, guys.
We did.
This is the end of our 5-year anniversary episode. Thank you guys very, very much for hanging out in the Twitch, for making it this far. This is a long episode.
This is a beefy very episode. Long episode. Oh my goodness.
It's beefy. It's one of our beefy boys.
It's a beefy boy show.
So, you can keep up with us at spfvgs.com. That's where you can find links to our episodes, social media, our Twitch channel, merchandise, and more. Check out the t-shirts on there. Maybe I'll tweet them out as well so people can whet their appetite with the thumbnails.
You can also give away merch on this giveaway app that I have. So if we ever want to give away a t-shirt, we could do that on a stream or something.
We should. Yeah. We should. I concur. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, of course, if you like what we're doing and you want to see us doing more of it, best way to support the show, as we mentioned before, patreon.com/SBFVGS, subscribing on twitch.tv/SBFVGS, or leaving us a delightful iTunes review. Mm-hmm. That's fun and easy and good to do.
So good to do. Good to do. We haven't done that one in a while, have we?
I know. It's been a while. Yeah. A very special thanks to Eric Kruger for our podcast logo and for his handsome, handsome face.
5 years. 5 years.
Good 5 years of handsome creepy face. Grunts.
5 dreamy years.
Mike, you should do a supercut of all the weird pleasured grunts.
If I didn't have the show out tomorrow, then yes.
Could you imagine how good that was?
Oh
sound?
My gosh. We got to do this at some
point.
We
do have to do it. Or maybe we could have a fan do it. Because
no. Don't do that.
Yeah, if someone wants to go through and make a supercut of Mike's nightmares, we will feature you on a podcast.
Yes, that would be amazing. Yeah. I say we somebody with some audio editing talent and a lot of free time.
You guys are cruising to have us lose our Safe for Everyone tag on iTunes.
It's like, I don't know why, but suddenly the podcast was classified like, you know, TVMA or whatever the podcast equivalent is. Oh my gosh. So, all right. You can follow us on Twitter at SBF VGS Podcast. I'm on there as well. Barry White. That's BURYWITE. Actually, right now I'm Scary White.
I can't think of a scary Twitter name, guys. I need help.
I never have one.
Tweet me your suggestions.
David J. Fate.
Oh my gosh. It's just right off the dome. Good. Don't tweet me your suggestions. We already have one.
We got it. Mike is on there as well. Taco Douglas. David is David J. Tate. Or David J. Fate.
Yeah, probably.
Something like that. And of course, you can feel free to send me a PSN friend request. I've been getting some lately from you guys and I really like it. I'm a fan of it. You know? It's being pals cool. on the PSN. You know?
Now you just gotta play some online games to play with them.
That's true.
Yeah. I like Know It Man's Tate or Die.
Tate or Die. Is that like Ride or Die?
Skate or Die.
Oh, Skate or Die. Oh, that's the video game angle.
That's what I got out of it anyway.
That's good.
Yeah. All right. Oh, Josh says Minisode.
For the grunts.
To all the grunting. Yeah, a whole Minisode of Mike's grunts.
I
love it.
No, we'll just put in the stinger of whatever episode
it's already canceled.
He's like, nope, 5 years was it for me. I'm out.
I mean, I thought we had another five in us, but...
All right. And that's all the time we have for Super Best Friends Video Game Sleepover, episode 132. Is that correct?
Let me check. Yep, it's correct.
That is correct. 132. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back every 2 weeks with more very handsome faces and other talk on gaming. Hit us up with your questions, topics, or musings if you want to be part of the show. Goodbye, everybody.
See you guys. Thank you so much.
Can't stand to fly. I'm not that naive. I'm more than a bird. I'm more than a plane. I'm more than ba 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 ba.
That's the lyrics.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz.
And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.